Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Carol Lennox, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, Build a Better Bra and Women Will Beat a Path to Your Door. I've never met a bra I've loved. I've had various sized breasts throughout my life, and enough bras to provide every kid on the planet with slingshots, even after I went braless from age 26 to age 41. I got my first training bra at age 12. There was hardly anything there to train. What was I even training them for? A lifetime of discomfort, that's what. My hate relationship with bras started with the unnecessary training bra at 12, and the strapless bra that fell down while I was dancing with a boy at a party at age 13. When you can't hold up a strapless bra, you probably shouldn't wear one. Since my breasts were small and perky, I don't remember bras being especially uncomfortable through my teens and early 20s. The straps would never stay up, but other than that, they were fine. I imagine they were all standard Playtex or Warner's. Still, some of the more comfortable bras around. Until recently for me. Listen on. The husband I married when I was 19 divorced me when I was 26, for a woman my complete opposite and with nearly non-existent breasts. She was supermodel tall, broad-shouldered, and brunette. I'm short, blonde, with nearly non-existent shoulders. Those nearly non-existent shoulders caused much of my bra-wearing misery. Until halter bras came along, I was forever reaching under my clothes to hitch up the straps. When I started dating at age 26, I was with a man 10 years older for a while. One day as we undressed, he said, "Your clothes don't do you justice, girl." He went on to compliment the perkiness of my breasts. From that night on, I went braless. I went braless from age 26 to age 41. When I remarried at age 33, I was even able to go braless under my clingy wedding dress, and no one could tell. I'm not even sure I owned a bra again until 8 years later. Why start wearing bras 8 years later? I got pregnant at age 40, and along with carrying a 10-pound baby, I carried larger and larger milk-filled breasts. I still didn't wear bras much during the pregnancy, but when that 10-pound baby started nursing from my breasts while they were propped up on a body pillow, my breasts began feeling heavier and more cumbersome. I succumbed to the prison of bras again, sliding straps, uncomfortable circumferences, hooks that irritated my back and all. At one point, I had pain under my left breast that became scary. It felt like a tiny animal was burrowing around under there, driving spikes as it went. A doctor visit pinpointed the cause. I'd been wearing underwire bras to support those bigger, baby-chewed breasts. The wires were cutting into nerves and causing nerve pain. Neuropathy of the breast, I guess. I threw those puppies out post-haste, and then began the eternal search for the perfect bra without underwiring. I tried them all, from the sexiest to the most grandmotherly-looking ones. They were all uncomfortable, though the burrowing animal pain was eliminated. So, At the ripe old age of 20 years after my son was born, I went back to being braless. Ah, the freedom, the joy, the access to fresh air. The inevitable effect of gravity over time. If there were a timetable to consult for the lowering of breasts, we could prepare. We could go braless until a certain date on the calendar, and then go back to wrapping those babies up to battle the inevitable effects of gravity over time. Alas, it doesn't work that way. I swear I still thought of mine as perky, even though I'd gone from barely filling out a B cup to hauling around some respectable D's. Standing in front of a mirror with a younger woman while we had our nipples painted at an oddly named pagan-like festival, Eeyore's birthday party, I compared hers to mine and realized mine were no longer perky. Back to wearing bras. I tried demi-bras, shelf bras, bralettes, still trying to attain the braless feel. Once I gave up, I found Warner's bras with padded ridges in place of underwire. Perfect. Except the strap still slid down my shoulders, and all bras now eventually hurt or irritate. So, if you follow me around, you'll likely see me come to a stop anywhere, anytime, and surreptitiously rip the bra off from under my clothes. Once I left one in my sister's car for her to find later. There's one lounging on the desk next to me as I write. It's been there 2 days. Solution? I have none. If I were a designer or engineer, I'd build a better bra. I'd be wealthy and famous, and I wouldn't have to choose between being floppy or in pain. Since I'm not, I may go back to the days of my great-grandmother, where they simply flowed with time and let their beauty bags go whither they would. Fortunately, I live in Austin, Texas, a place my sister calls the floppy boob capital of the world. I'm setting the girls free again until someone, somewhere, finally builds a better bra. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.